as we head to the seventh. Here's Josh Maurer.
Okay, thank you. Jamison Tyone's done. And Keegan Thompson is in. He will deliver strike one to Rhys Hoskins. Can't ignore what you're hearing anymore, so I'll tell you what it is. The Chicago Bears had the number one pick in the NFL draft, and he's here, Caleb Williams. He had just got an ovation reserved for royalty, generally. Williams, the quarterback out of Southern Cal. 1-1 the count on Hoskins. Keegan Thompson's pitch just missed. 2-1 on Rhys, who has one of the two hits that the Brewers got off of Tyone in his six scoreless innings. Another great start for a Cub. Backed up Wesneski's yesterday. Hoskins fooled by a cutter, swings through the pitch, and it's 2-2. Tyone, 99 pitches in those six scoreless. Two hits, two walks. That's it. And he struck out seven. If this holds, the Cubs will be 4-0 in his four starts this year. And now it's Keegan Thompson for the seventh inning. 2-2 pitch. Hoskins takes low and away, and it's a full count. Seen a lot of Thompson over the last few years. He's been a member of the Cubs pitching staff since they called him up for the first time in 21. Been a starter and a reliever, but only the bullpen this year. 3-2 pitch. Up and in. He has an inauspicious start by walking Rhys Hoskins. That wasn't close. So Hoskins aboard for the second time. Trailing by five. Brewers would love to get a rally going. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. It is now to Oliver Dunn. And then Blake Perkins and Jackson Churio do. Dunn 0 for 2. Pitch coming to Oliver, swing and a drive into the gap in right center field. That'll split Crow Armstrong and Tachman. It's rolling all the way into the ivy. Being waved around third is Hoskins. He'll score. And all the way to third goes Oliver Dunn. No throw there. Brewers are on the board. It's an RBI triple. Oliver Dunn makes it a 5-1 game here in the seventh inning. Well, Dunn getting a third consecutive start. He just hadn't gotten consistent at bats for a few weeks. And now you can see with the playing time increasing, the bat coming back to life. Great swing against Keegan Thompson. He's at third, still nobody out. Infield is back for Blake Perkins. And the pitch. Breaking ball, a strike at the knees. Oliver Dunn's second career triple and sixth run batted in. Perkins 0 for 2. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a high fastball by him.
We talk so much about the speed and athleticism of this team. Rarely do we throw Oliver Dunn into that conversation, but he can scoot on the base paths himself.
Yeah. He got the third quickly. 0-2. Slide foul out of play down the left field line by Perkins.
And that ball's going to be a triple for a lot of guys, but I think the relative ease that Dunn turned that into three bags was really impressive.
No kidding. So Perkins trying to put the ball in play here and get that second run of the inning home. Again, the infield is back. The 0-2 again. Line fouled into the netting third base side. Keegan Thompson began this year in the minors, but since coming up, he'd been very good. First six outings, 1-0, and only one earned run in 10 2/3 innings. Right-hander stretch, 0-2 pitch. Outside, taken by Perkins on a close one. 1-2. Well, you get into this Cubs bullpen, you never know. And that's where we are here in the seventh, 5-1 Chicago. Dunn leads from third base. The 1-2 pitch, very high on Perkins on a fastball. Craig Counsell's not messing around. He's getting Mark Leiter Jr. up in the bullpen. He's been the best of the bunch out there. 2-2. Now the pitch. Outside, barely. Ooh, cut fastball. It missed by an inch or two, and a full count on Blake Perkins.
You wonder how quickly Craig Counsell would go to Leiter Jr. If Perkins would work a walk here, is that enough?
Yeah, you never know. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch, swing, drive, right field, back, Tuchman, track, Tuchman, wall, Tuchman, gone! Into the basket, a two-run home run, Blake Perkins. How do you do? This is a two-run game. 5-3 Chicago in the seventh. Blake Perkins, fourth home run of this season. We've got a ball game. And that was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Keegan Thompson that Blake turned around and pulled that baby out of here. Three have reached to begin the seventh, and all have scored. And now it's the pitching coach, Tommy Hotovy, coming out to pay Keegan Thompson a visit.
Yeah, I think you have your answer to what I was saying earlier. Leiter wouldn't have been ready, so Hotovy may be trying to stall here. I still don't know that Leiter would be ready even when Hotovy gets back into the dugout.
My, how the tables turned in an instant once Tyone left this game. Remember yesterday it was Wisniewski 6 1/3 scoreless. He left with a 1-0 lead. Then Alzolay blew the save and lost. Today it was 5-0 when Tyone left. It's now 5-3. Now Churio. First pitch, swing, and a line drive. It's a base hit into right field. Cut fastball, and he went with the pitch. And Jackson Churio singles. Tying run is going to come to the plate. And here comes Craig Counsell. He is going to take the ball from Keegan Thompson. That was quick. Thompson faced four, didn't get any of them out. We've got a two-run game. So Mark Leiter Jr. is coming in. This call to the bullpen brought to you by U.S. Cellular. Proud to support the Brewers. They remind you when the crew on TV, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 5-3 Cubbies in the seventh. Nobody out on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Man who's been the Cubs' best reliever this season, veteran Mark Leiter Jr. comes in. Churio at first, nobody out. Sal Frelick up. 5-3 Cubs, and the pitch is outside, ball one. Keegan Thompson faced four batters, gave up three hits and a walk. Three runs, he's responsible for Churio at first base. Michael Busch holds him on as Leiter faces Frelick, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. Stretch in the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball, base hit, pulled right between first and second base. First to third goes Churio. Frelick digging for second, throw, gets away from Swanson. Here comes Churio to the plate, and he will score on an error. It's a hustle double by Sal Frelick, And then as the throw from Tuchman in right got away from the shortstop, it bounded into shallow left center field. And Jackson Churio scores on the play. It is a 5-4 game and still nobody out in the seventh inning. That didn't look like a double, just pure hustle by Sal Frelick. Forcing the throw, it's an E9 to allow the run to score. And now swing and a miss by William Contreras.
This is kind of shocking when you looked up and saw him streaking towards second, wasn't it?
It was. Took me by surprise. Tying run at second, nobody out. Contreras is 0 for 3. The one pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. This is a great result for the Cubs. Fielded by Morrell, he'll look the runner back and throw out Contreras at first. That's a huge first out of the inning. Boy, you felt great with William up there that at worst he was going to advance that runner. So one down, here's Tyler Black. Black 0 for 3 against Tyone. Leiter this season has been just about perfect coming into this game. Left-handed hitter, right-handed hurler, and the pitch is in there. Knee-high for strike one. Leiter coming in had allowed just one earned run in 13 and a third innings. 1-1 with a 0.68 earned run average. Frelick at second, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball to get him ahead of Black, nothing in two. So four runs charged to Keegan Thompson. Last one still has a chance to be unearned. Let's see if Black can battle from behind in the count 0-2. Leiter's pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on to by the catcher Amaya. That's a strikeout of Tyler Black. Two gone. And Willie Adames coming to the plate. So now the tying run, Frelick at second with two outs. For a man who's driven in 9 runs in the previous 3 games, Willie Adames 0 for 3 today. 4 have scored in the inning. And Leiter working from the stretch. Here's the pitch to Willie. Swinging a line drive, but foul. Down the left field line. Catch you up on some business here. Home run that was hit by Perkins meant another $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates, there is a difference. The 1 pitch, swing and a miss on a splitter that bounced in there. It's 0-2. Willie will have to work from behind in the count. Also, with the double by Frelick, $75 donated to the MAC Fund from our friends at West Bend, the Silver Lining. Cubs led 5-0 entering this inning. It's now 5-4. 0-2 pitch. Willie tried to check on one low and away. They'll appeal. He did check. I wasn't sure. And neither were the 40,000 fans at Wrigley Field.
The Cubs dugout erupted on that call.
I'm looking at a replay. I think he went. First base umpire John Tumpane said he didn't. 1-2 on Willie. Frelick represents the tying run at second base. Leiter's 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss on a splitter that bounced in there. He struck him out, and what a great job by Mark Leiter Jr. to preserve the lead. Tying run at second, nobody out. He goes ground out, strikeout, strikeout. But the Brewers send 8 to the plate, and they score 4. Time to stretch at Wrigley. It's 5-4 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big-time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee Honey, just two for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow Tea, two for $5.
I caramba, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, two for five. Bigelow, also two for five.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
It's Woodman's.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Thiago Vieira stays in there for the bottom of the seventh and misses a little up and into Nico Hoerner. After Thiago had given up the home run to Wisdom last inning, it was 5-0. But now it's 5-4, the Cubs. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike on the outside edge. Vieira gets the top of the order. Nico Hoerner homered in the first. He's 1-for-3. And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive into the gap in right center. This is trouble. That's in for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Frelick, but Hoerner will put on the brakes after a wide turn around first. Frelick cutting in front of the center fielder Perkins. With Horner's speed, I'm a little surprised he went back. It's a leadoff single, though, for the Cubs. Seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island is your premier resort destination, largest north of Milwaukee, and the place to be this summer. Book your trip today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Here comes Pat Murphy out of the dugout. And he's going to take the ball from Vieira. Well, Thiago goes an inning plus. It's 5-4 Chicago. Brian Hudson is coming on in, the left-hander who's been splendid for the crew. Pitching change presented by U.S. Cellular. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Runner at first. Tachman coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. When it's time to plant and grow your dream yard, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like all Livingston vegetable and flower seeds, 25% off MSRP. $3 off select 16-pound pails of Preen Weed Preventer. Assorted sizes of Technor Apex 0G hoses, also $3 off. And with Mother's Day coming up, save 20% on assorted Dove chocolates. Plus, visit our outdoor garden centers, now open at select Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Hey, how was practice, guys?
It was hot.
Yeah, I felt like I was melting.
Would you like something to cool you off?
Yeah, that'd be great, Mom. Can we stop at the pool?
How about something colder?
Ice cream, Cedar Crest ice cream.
Good guess, Arlo. How about some delicious Cedar Crest cake pints?
Yeah!
Great, let's head home.
Aren't we stopping at the store?
Nope, I've got a freezer full of Cedar Crest cake pints at the house.
Look for Cedar Crest new cake pints like Red Velvet, Black Forest, and more at your local grocer.
Brian Hudson is in, and it's the Brewers down a run, bottom seven, with Nico Hoerner. Great speed at first base, nobody out. Josh Mauer back at Wrigley Field alongside Lane Grindle. Hudson to face Mike Tachman. Horner takes his lead in the first pitch. Swing and a foul popped back off to our left. So Vieira goes an inning plus a batter. Allows two hits and at least the one run on the home run by Patrick Wisdom. And Hudson is the fifth pitcher for the crew today. Tauchman 0 for 2 with a walk. Left-hander set at the belt, the 0-1 pitch, flied into left, backing up Churio, but he's got room. Right on the edge of the warning track, Churio reaches over the shoulder and grabs it. All the way back to first goes Horner, as he had gone around the second base bag, in case that had sailed over Jackson Churio's head. I thought the Brewers might have a chance to double him off, but he was able to sneak back in there without a relay throw. So it's one on, one out for Ian Happ. Happ hasn't been retired. Two singles and a walk. Now batting right-handed, and he takes inside ball one. Brian Hudson, how about these numbers? In his first 12 outings with the Brewers, 2-0. And a 0.52 earned run average. That'll work. One run in 17 and a third innings. 1-0 on Ian Happ. And a throw over to first to check on Horner. He's in safely. That wasn't the grade A pickoff move there from the lefty. Happ waits for a 1-0 pitch, and now it's delivered. Swing and a miss. Good fastball that was kept in under the hands just about of Ian Happ. Brewers baseball brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months if you order by May 10th. Certain restrictions apply. Now the 1-1. Fouled off on the hands again. It's fisted over the first base dugout. Fan made a terrific play.
Stayed on his feet. He almost fell over his chair after he made the catch.
Yeah, he did. Looked like a backpedaling outfielder. The 1-2. Happ takes inside, but there had been a balk called on Hudson on that pitch. Wow, balk, and that advances Horner into scoring position. First base umpire Johnson Payne called the balk. Now that pitch doesn't count then, right? They have it up as counting 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Strike three called on a breaking ball right down the middle. Happ couldn't get the bat off of his shoulders. I guess it didn't matter what the count was.
Yeah, my understanding was always you either take the play or the call, right?
So now there are two outs. Ortho ASAP. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Here's Christopher Morel. Runner at second, and the pitch is a strike on a breaking ball. Morel has one of the three Cub home runs today. It was a long two-run shot in the third off of Tobias Myers. Hudson's 0-1. Swung on it, popped foul back, out of play. Bryant going right after him to get ahead, nothing and two. Looks like Mark Leiter Jr. would go back out there for Chicago in the eighth. Terang, Hoskins, and Dunn, 5, 6, and 7 in the order, are due up. Trying to keep the deficit at one. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Struck him out looking. Right over the outside corner. Knee high. Hudson does it again. This guy's been a revelation. He strands Horner. And we're headed into the eighth. Brewers trying to keep the comeback going. 5-4 Cubs on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Experience Brewers baseball like a VIP when you book an all-inclusive area at American Family Field. Enjoy premium spaces, complimentary food and beverage, and great views of the action. Learn more at brewers.com/all-in. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Eighth inning time, 5-4 Cubs. Here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Bryce Terang leads off against Leiter and takes a first pitch strike with a two-seam fastball. It's 0-1. Brewers back in this baseball game, a 5-4 ball game. Cubs with the lead, but the Brewers trying to do damage against this bullpen for the second consecutive day. The pitch. Did Terang go? Hunter Wendell said he did. Splitter down and away. That is such a devastating pitch from Leiter Jr. Christopher Morel is out of this game. Nick Madrigal is now the third baseman for Chicago. O-2. Terang lifts one in the air out to center. Going back is Crow Armstrong onto the warning track with a play right in front of the wall for the first out. Terang gave it a ride. Ballpark held it this time. And there's one away. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A. And feel the power. Here's Reese Hoskins. First pitch to him is high. It's 1-0. Hoskins got the rally started in that seventh inning with a leadoff walk. 1-0 to Hoskins. In there with a strike, and it's 1-1. Yency Almonte, the right-hander, getting loose in the Cubs' bullpen. Hoskins 1-for-2. He's been on base a pair of times today. One-one. Swung on and fouled back. And it's 1-2. This is a day that is tailor-made for a Reese Hoskins home run. The ball is flying out to left. That is the best spot to hit one out today. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. He tried to do it. Missed a sinker. And he strikes out swinging, and there's two away. Third strikeout recorded by Leiter Jr. It is shandy season. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Here's Oliver Dunn at the RBI triple back in the seventh. First pitch from Leiter in there for a strike. It's 0-1. The swings starting to look very good from Oliver Dunn once again. 0-1, ground ball to second base. Easy play for Horner. Scoops it out of the dirt and slings it over to first. And the Brewers go down in order in the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom of eight. It's a 5-4 Cubs lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Five to four, Cubs clinging to a one-run lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Brian Hudson stays out there on the mound for the crew. It'll be Michael Busch, Dansby Swanson, and Patrick Wisdom scheduled to hit here in this eighth inning, and the first pitch to Busch is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Brian Hudson, what a find he has been for this Brewers club. A one pitch. Line down the right field line. That is a fair ball into the corner. It'll be extra bases for Busch. Turns first, headed towards second. He's not stopping there. He's on his way to third. There will be a relay from Terang, but it is late. And Michael Busch, packing a big insurance run in his back pocket, with a leadoff triple here in the bottom of the eighth inning, his first triple of the year. That was a good pitch from Brian Hudson. It's a breaking ball well down below the zone. And Busch went down and got it and pulled it down the right field line. So here's Dansby Swanson. The infield comes in for the crew. First pitch to Swanson in there with a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Trying to work his way out of this inning now. Brian Hudson, a lot of work to do in order to get it accomplished. A one. Fouled back into the net. And it's nothing in two. A 5-4 Cubs lead. That run at third is a very significant run right now in this ballgame. Swanson 0-for-2 today with a walk. Hudson looks in. The big 6'8 southpaw brings home the pitch, and it is lying foul down the first baseline. Stays at 0-2 on Swanson. This has been another really good game between these two teams here this afternoon. Cubs raced out to a 5-0 lead. Brewers came charging back. They closed within a run. 0-2. Chopper to third. Dunn up with it. He'll throw to first, and he's got him. Staying put at third is Busch. Hit softly in front of the third base bag, so Dunn was able to field. Stare Busch back and make the throw. And that's a big first out for Hudson, but plenty of work left to do. So here's Wisdom, who homered in his last at bat back in the sixth inning. Hudson brings home the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 0-1. This is a guy that is very susceptible to the strikeout, and that's what you're trying to get accomplished here. You're trying to strike Wisdom out, let your infield go back to normal depth with two outs. Runner at third, one away. A one pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball in on his hands. And Hudson has him where he wants him. No balls and two strikes. If you believe in momentum in baseball, the Brewers have had the momentum. The momentum going to the ninth inning right now resides at third base. If the Cubs can get one across, they'll have the momentum in their dugout. If the Brewers can get out of this, there'll be some momentum heading to the plate in the top of the ninth. 0-2. Just missed off the plate with a fastball. That was a great 0-2 pitch from Hudson. But Wisdom didn't go out there. It's a 1-2 count on the right-handed hitting DH. Hudson looks in. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. Into the net behind home plate. It stays at 1-2. Nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Grab that brat, maybe spread a little Pine River Cold Pack cheese spread on it. You don't even need a bun. After you heat up, cool off with some Cedar Crest frozen custard. Maybe that sea salt caramel. Pitch just missed low with a breaking ball, and now the Brewers dugout barking a little bit because that looked like that was strike three. Very good pitch from Hudson. It's exactly where he wanted that one to be. Two balls and two strikes on Wisdom. Hudson looks in. Here's the pitch. Fouled back into the net. And it stays at 2-2. This takes some toughness. You feel like you got the pitch to get the out. You didn't get the call, and now you got to come back and keep coming after Patrick Wisdom here if you're Hudson. 2-2. Line back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Bush will score from third. Wisdom with an RBI single, and that's unfortunate because Hudson had strike three two pitches before. Cubs with a 6-4 lead. That's a huge insurance run for Chicago. Here's Pete Crow Armstrong. Infield back to normal depth with the runner at first and one out. Yeah, that's too bad. That's the way the game breaks sometimes. It was not a pitch that was right down the middle. It was a pitch that looked like it caught the bottom of the zone. There goes the runner. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second is not in time. Stolen base for Patrick Wisdom. And he gets himself into scoring position. This is the second run of the year scored off of Brian Hudson. 0-1. Breaking ball. Hit on the ground to second base. Terang fields it. Throws to first for the second out. On the play, Wisdom goes to third. And that will get Miguel Amaya to the plate for Chicago. Well, still only down two runs as you go to the ninth if you can get Amaya here. Doesn't mean it would be an easy task, but there have been larger comebacks in the game of baseball for sure. Pitch missed outside, and it's 1-0 on Amaya. Brewers will have to try and do it against Hector Neris, who is up in the Cubs bullpen. He's taken over the closer role from Alzolay. 1-0. This is drilled out to center, but playable. Back into his right a couple of steps is Perkins to make the catch. And the inning is over. But the Cubs get a leadoff triple. And then the RBI single from Wisdom. And a big insurance run here in the bottom of the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. Cubs with a 6-4 lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time for Baseball and Brats, the show that combines America's favorite pastime with America's favorite sausage. Here's Bob and Tony.
Hey, Uke, this guy wants to know if you've ever seen an elf.
Seen them? Heck, I played with them. They're kind of tough to pitch to, too. Small strike zone, don't run too well either, but they're great in the clubhouse. I roomed with one named Hans in the minors.
What happened?
He went to work for Usinger's. Said it was his one true love.
Making sausage?
No, some cute little elf named Gretel worked there, I guess.
You.
Come on.
Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode. Because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Save big money at Menards. Get your grass growing thick and green with Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix. Its 3-in-1 solution of grass seed, fertilizer, and soil improver is formulated to help your thinning lawn grow green and thick with strong roots. Hurry in to save big on Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix in our garden center. And check out the rest of our deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. Cubs with a 6-4 lead. Hector Neris takes over on the mound for Chicago, his first year with the Cubs. 13 games, an ERA of 3.00 over 12 innings. The former Astro and the longtime Philadelphia Philly. Blake Perkins leads off against him and takes a pitch low. It's 1-0. Had a very good year last year for Houston. A sub-2 ERA and 68-plus innings. Perkins takes a strike on the outside edge. And it's 1-1. Cubs with a big insurance run in the bottom of the eighth inning to push their lead to 6-4. Perkins takes low. And it's 2-1. Brewers would love to get Perkins on. That leadoff man. Get the tying run to the plate. The pitch outside. And it's 3-1 on Blake Perkins. Perkins had the two-run home run in that four-run seventh inning for the Brewers. Neris, the right-hander, brings home the 3-1, and that's way outside, and Perkins works the leadoff walk. And if you think Cubs fans are feeling confident right now, you would be wrong. This bullpen is not trusted in Chicago. And this start to the ninth, you can already feel the tension in this building. Here's Jackson Churio, who's had a good day. Churio 2-for-3. Neris brings home the pitch. Churio, high fly ball out to right. Backpedaling is Tauchman. A couple of steps in front of the warning track. He's there to make the catch for the first out. One away. And that gets Sal Frelick to the plate. Jackson had a good one to hit. Fastball right down the middle. He got it off the end of the bat. Brewers won game one yesterday, 3-1. Cubs winning game two currently, 6-4. First pitch to Sal in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. Frelick 1-for-3. Had that hustle double back in the seventh inning. 0-1. And Sal checked his swing on a splitter that missed low. One ball and one strike. Perkins gets his lead from first. Here's the 1-1. Frelick, a bouncer off of Neris. It kicks over by first, and everybody's safe. Hit it hard right at Neris. He misplayed it. And it deflected off of him over by first base. Bush had hustled back to the bag to cover. And now the Brewers have the tying run on base. And the go-ahead run coming to the plate. That is a base hit for Sal Frelick. He's got a two-hit day. And now you get the guy you want up, William Contreras. Before this inning started, you couldn't draft a document that was more perfect in outlining how you would want the ninth inning to play out. Contreras has been quiet today. He's 0 for 4. All that means is he's due. Had an RBI single in that comeback yesterday. Neris from the stretch, the pitch. Low and away with a splitter. It's 1-0. A shaky Cubs bullpen against one of the best hitters in the National League right now. 1-0 pitch. Down in the dirt, squirts away from Amaya. No advance from Perkins or Frelick. That's too bad. Probably got far enough away that they could have tried to advance, but it was a tough read for Perkins. He was blocked from the baseball by Amaya, so he just couldn't tell how far away from him it got. So still first and second and one away, and a 2-0 count on Contreras. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, he took a big hack at a splitter up and in. Might have been ball three, but William on 2-0, he wanted to do the job himself. He was trying to hit that ball onto Waveland Avenue. Two balls and a strike on Contreras. Neris brings home the pitch. Line drive into right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Around third is Perkins. Here's the throw to the plate. It's cut off. And the Brewers are within a run. It's 6-5. Frelick stops at second. It's an RBI single for Contreras. Of course he delivers again. Tying run in scoring position. Go-ahead run is at first base with Tyler Black coming to the plate. And Tommy Hotovy is out to chat with Hector Neris. Trips to the mound. Presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. New era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Video walls, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It opened this weekend. It is a sports fan's paradise. So Hotovy out there chatting with Neris. You've got Frelick at second, Contreras at first, and Tyler Black at the plate. The rookie just called up to make his debut on Tuesday. Biggest at bat of his young big league career right here. He is 0 for 4 today. First pitch. Hit in the air but foul and out of play down the left field line. It's 0-1. Just one away, and you've got another very clutch player in Willy Adames in the on-deck circle. Neris, the 0-1. Up and away, one ball and one strike on Tyler Black. Cubs led 5-0. Brewers came back to make it 5-4. Cubs got an insurance run in the bottom of the eighth. Brewers have pushed a run across here in the ninth against Neris. The 1-1. Black, a swing and a miss at that splitter. And it's 1-2. And Tyler will go for a walk behind home plate. That was a devastating splitter from Neris. Just falls off the table. That is such a tough pitch for any hitter, especially a young hitter. Crowd making some noise. The 1-2. Black rolls one foul off the facing of the Brewers dugout. And he stays alive.
If nothing else, Lane, he's seen splitters his last two at-bats. That's what Leiter was throwing him to strike him out, and that's what Neris is throwing him here.
That is the thing about Leiter to Neris. The profile's kind of similar. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. There it was. The splitter. Black strikes out. The Brewers down to their last out. Willy Adames. If it isn't Contreras, it might as well be Adames for the Brewers in this spot. Willie has had a big week. Dominated Tampa Bay pitching at the end of the homestand with three home runs over 2 days. Had an RBI single yesterday. Is hitless today. Neris steps off and looks Frelick back to second base. Tying run in scoring position. The go-ahead run is at first. Adames at the plate. The pitch. Popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. It's 0-1 on Willie. He has been in this spot before. He is the leader of this team in so many ways. 0-1 pitch. That caught the outside corner. Ooh. Willie's not so sure. Splitter. Looked like it might have been a bit outside. Probably was. Close pitch. It went Neris's way that time. No balls and two strikes. The pitch swung on and fouled back into the net. And Adames stays alive. So hard when you fall behind to these splitters, these split finger fastball pitchers, because you got to get into swing mode, and that is such a tough pitch. 0-2 rolled towards short, fielded by Swanson. He'll flip to Homer at second, and the Cubs will survive. 6-5 your final. The Brewers gave the Cubs everything they wanted in the late innings and almost completed a second consecutive comeback, but Chicago holds on and evens up this series at a game apiece. 6-5 your final. We're back to tell you about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Teach your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Hoff's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers, District Council. And Josh, the Brewers almost came back on the Cubs for the second consecutive day.
Boy, this Milwaukee team, they never give up. This was a game that looked lost after six innings, trailing 5-0, and the Brewers a couple of times very nearly tied it. But they lose 6-5. They had the tying run at second with nobody out in the seventh. They had the tying run at second with one out in the ninth. They always battle. 5-8-0 for Milwaukee, 6-8-2 for Chicago. Jameson Taillon was brilliant for six two-hit scoreless innings, and he improves to 3-0 in four starts. Another great outing. He hasn't given up more than one earned run in any of his four outings this year. Tobias Myers is 0-2, and Hector Neris just barely gets his sixth save of the season. 2 hours and 30 minutes to play in front of 40,505 on a sunny Saturday at Wrigley Field, and Lane is back to wrap things up after this. 6-5 Chicago, the final on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless, less is more.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like Cedar Crest too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, available in vanilla and black cherry.
Well, that'll do it for our game broadcast here this afternoon. We'll be back with you, though, tomorrow on Deck Show. Bill Byman Arts gets underway at 12:45. The game will follow at 1:20. Brewers and Cubs, final game of this three-game series. It'll be the rubber match. Freddie Peralta gets the ball for Milwaukee. Javier Assad will go for Chicago. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer and the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. That's coming up next. Again, the final score here today. The Cubs survive a close one, 6-5 over the Brewers. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit PaysBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. When it's time to plant and grow your dream yard, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like all Livingston vegetable and flower seeds, 25% off MSRP. $3 off select 16-pound pails of Preen Weed Preventer. Assorted sizes of Technor Apex 0G hoses, also $3 off. And with Mother's Day coming up, save 20% on assorted Dove chocolates. Plus, visit our outdoor garden centers, now open at select Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts